You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're down to 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Starts. Yes!
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
What a move by Starts!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We'll get to that breaking news in just a second. Right now, it's time for the Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first caller to correctly identify yesterday's turning point of the game at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pairs of tickets to a Yankees 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. All right, BT, I felt like we had to break in during that commercial break because there's such big news here regarding the Knicks, and it is obviously not good. Adrian Wojnarowski just moments ago reporting that after 2 months of rehabilitation to attempt to return to the Knicks, All-NBA forward Julius Randle will undergo season-ending right shoulder surgery. That's according to Wojnarowski of ESPN, and that's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap for him, and you know, that obviously changes what the Knicks can do. You said it a while ago that you were really concerned about this. I was much more optimistic, but within the last 7 to 10 days, I've said a couple of times in passing, like, it just doesn't feel right. You know, you see him out there shooting, but he's still not cleared for contact. I mean, listen, let's not get it twisted. Julius Randle is an absolute beast. Julius Randle is old school, and he is a dog. He is the kind of guy that you want on your team, and I have no doubt that he, every ounce of commitment and physical exertion and exploring all the different medical possibilities, this man left nothing uncovered. He wanted so badly to tap back into this thing. Body betrayed him. Sucks. Changes who the Knicks are and what they can be. God. But I'm not stunned at this point.
And I'll tell you, you know, I was worried and concerned at the moment. Yep. And even if, but I never thought, you know, there was a point early on where I was like, oh, well, they could just come out and say. Because remember, there was a report that said he might be considering the surgery
correct.
To be shut down.
Yes.
But then the further along we got, I was like, all right, well, my main issue is him being compromised.
Yeah.
If and when he does come back. And then I started to think that that was going to be the case because Randall's such a warrior and you know he's going to battle through it. And even yesterday, I think we had this conversation, you and I, yesterday, and you would say, I don't know if Randall's going to come back. And I was like, well, you know, there's still hope. Maybe he could come back before the postseason. You just don't know how he's going to be. And now we get this news that he is officially out, which confirms my biggest fears, you know, months ago, in that without him.
No, it changes everything about the Knicks.
And throw in Ananobi on top of it.
I mean, like, yeah, tennis elbow. I know that sounds so, I shouldn't even say it like that. It sounds so benign. Like you think somebody with tennis elbow, you know, the stuck up rich person at the country club. Oh, I have tennis elbow.
Right.
I can't quite complete my match today. Yeah. Tennis elbow actually hurts like hell. So, you know, it's been a long winding road with a lot of speculation. He got hurt January 27th and he's going to be missed another year where he doesn't get a chance to, you know, clap back and prove to his critics that, you know, he can get it done in the second season. It limits the Knicks' ceiling massively. And the only thing, and this is not a critique, it's just an observation. I love what Randle tried to do for his team and for us by extension as Knicks fans and New Yorkers. By trying to come back, you push off the surgery because he got hurt January, as I said, in January. Now, does this compromise the start of next season? That's less important because he'll make it back, obviously. But, you know, let's say he has surgery in a week or 2 weeks or a month. And the shoulders is very invasive. It's not like the elbow. I've told you that before, like with Senga and Cole. Always rather have elbow over shoulder. And the reason, I did read this in Woj's report too, that you read some of it, but that they finally came to the conclusion that it could get worse and it could result in nerve damage, which would obviously adversely affect his career.
If they didn't have surgery or if he played through it?
If he played through it. It could be a nerve thing down the road.
So if he decided to play through it, which he was ramping his way back up to
trying.
And he re-injured it.
Which
or something
was possible.
Happened.
Irreparable nerve damage on the table.
So now they shut it down.
Yeah, no, now he'll be fine.
Surgery and expected.
Yeah. He'll be fine.
But still, you're right. Now it's going to be another long offseason.
Yeah.
Now this is
and we
be
still
big...
don't have the answer about these Knicks. That's the tough part. Like, we love Julius. Again, I love this guy's heart. Man, he is all in. But now let's fast forward to next year at this time. Let's assume he has a good regular season, which he will because he's a really good player. Let's assume the Knicks win 50-ish games, which they will because they're a good team. And they'll probably make another move this summer. But now we go into next year still not knowing, can Julius get it done in the playoffs?
I still don't know. I do think, and now it's going to be different here. And by the way, would you even bring Anunoby back at this point now?
Yeah, I still would. I would.
But he's got to be like 1,000% healthy.
He's not going to be.
Why would you bring him back?
Because what he does is almost, first of all, nobody on the team can replicate what he does, shooting 43% from the corner and being an elite premium top shelf defender and versatile one at that. So his value is just, it's too important. You see what they look like with him. Now, he's been a little nicked up,
this sucks,
even
man.
With Toronto. So I'm not saying it's a layup, but he's got a $20 million opt out. He's going to opt out. And, you know, I'm not going to let him walk. And I think he likes it here. It's a little bit of a roll of the dice. I admit that. But if it's my show, I'm bringing OG back.
Need him. They need to bring him back.
Dude.
I'm talking about now this season. That's what you're talking about.
I thought you meant on the contract.
No, I'm sorry about that. I knew at the end of that when you said if it's my
got
show.
Got it.
I meant this season. Would you bring him back now if he's not 100% healthy? You know, to make a run
it
the
up,
postseason.
Dude. I don't mean honestly, like, there's certain things. No, I really mean that, like, from a sensitive, like, I'm sensitive to injuries, trust me. But, like, the Randall thing, you know, that is your shoulder, and that is every ounce of leverage and
nothing
exertion.
Nothing he can do about it.
You can't protect yourself going for a rebound. Like, somebody pulls on it, you cooked. I get that. And nerve damage comes in. There's, you know, as a potential issue down the road, you got to shut it down. It's irresponsible not to at this point. OG, I'm not saying it's not going to hurt. I know it's flared up. Bone spurs, tennis elbow, golfing elbow, whatever the term, and it's fluctuated. That's why I give you those terms. Whatever the terminology is, sack up, dude. I mean, as long as it's not going to adversely affect your career, play.
Right. I know, but
when
just
it's time.
The risk-reward, like, the Knicks aren't going anywhere anyway at this point, so why bother trying to get, like, if I'm at
I know what you're saying. I just don't want to accept that. I'd
rather see him on the floor. I want to get excited. I cannot believe that this is happening.
It's happened.
Now. Like, I'd almost rather it have happened months ago so we could be prepared and then start to ramp back up and get excited again about the postseason. Where now it's like you're weeks away here and this is the worst news that you could get.
Or maybe it would have made a different trade. You know? Because he got hurt January.
Either way, February deadline. We'll try to get excited to see how far Brunson can take this team and see how hard they could fight. But the reality is that the Knicks now turn their attention to the offseason and what should be the biggest offseason in many years for this team because they're going to try to legitimately take that step from quasi contenders.
Now it's time to get to the finals. Now it's time. Now
you
this is the summer you make the move.
This is the summer you build a team going into the year that can win an NBA championship.
I agree with that.